Can you start from the beginning and tell us exactly what happened?
Sure. So a few days ago, was that Wednesday, our stormwater crews were out doing some inspection on the creek looking for flooding areas or some log jams, and they happened to notice a manhole that was overflowing. It was coming out very slow, you know, about a garden hose worth of flow, but it was about 10 feet away from Mallett's Creek, which is a tributary to the Huron River. And we did some investigations and determined that the overflow had probably been going on for about 2 weeks. But as soon as our crews found it, we were out there within an hour, and it was taken care of. And it was caused by tree roots that had grown through the pipe underground.
So how much sewage do you estimate was overflowing?
In that two-week period, probably about 400,000 gallons.
Okay, so what can we say to the residents of Ann Arbor not to panic? Because I think when you hear 400,000 gallons of sewage overflowed into a local tributary, you're not going to be very happy about that.
Sure. Well, there's a few things that can certainly answer any questions. It does not impact drinking water, first and foremost. Our drinking water source is well upstream from that area. In addition, there are no downstream drinking water intakes. And so we certainly don't have that issue that we need to be really worried about. The other thing to kind of think about is that the 400,000-gallon number sounds really scary, but it happened over a two-week period. That's 14 days, 24 hours a day. And if you can, and I mentioned a garden hose equivalent, if you can imagine a garden hose turned on kind of medium blast for 14 days, that's where our estimate comes from. So it's a very small amount. In addition to just that small amount that's coming out of, you know, the garden hose, the median flow, the amount of water that flows through Mallett's Creek at that location is about 2,700 cubic feet per second. So it's 1/1,000th of the amount of water that is flowing by in the creek at any given time.
We're talking to Jennifer Lawson, the water quality manager for the city of Ann Arbor, about a recent sewage spill. And she's telling us nothing to be concerned about, correct?
It's nothing to be concerned about from a human health and safety standpoint. We're not having any kayakers in the river. It's a little too cold. We're not having any swimmers in the river. It's a little too cold. If this had happened during the summer, we probably would have a lot of different reaction. We would be looking at our recreational opportunities, closing down the canoe liveries and making sure that there was more of a public notice for people that are using the river in a recreational habit. But right now, you know, we don't have those people in the river, and it was a very small amount. And because we don't have a drinking water concern in any location, we're not concerned about that.
So what happens to the 400,000 gallons of sewage that overflowed?
It does end up being diluted in the Huron River and flowing out to Lake Erie.
Okay, so is the problem solved? The sewer's clean and everything's okay now?
It is. Our crews were out there immediately. The roots were removed in that 10-inch sewer pipe, and it's been put on a watch list, if you will. So the city of Ann Arbor has 362 miles of sanitary sewer pipe, and we are out there on a regular rotation inspecting these sewers. But at times, you know, trees love that nutritious water, if you will, that's in the pipe, and those roots go down and they try to get that nutritious water. And so we have a program that cleans the sewers.
Jennifer Lawson, water quality manager for the city of Ann Arbor, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.